the chief whip running over and back trying to get people to vote in one way or another. No coherence, no plan, no certainty of any kind. And the truth is, it really weakens Theresa May's hand, for a start. But maybe if I'm to look at the positives, because you have to, it's happening, it's going on, is that I think this makes the possibility of a hard Brexit less likely. Because it does seem, from the votes in the House of Commons yesterday, that the British Parliament will not support a hard Brexit. Now, I suppose you need to understand how the votes went yesterday, but that's an overall reading of them. I think the House of Commons will not support a hard Brexit. What we have to be sure of is that the Parliament finally gets a vote on it.
And in terms of the upcoming summit and locking down the backstop, it seems to be accepted that that's not going to happen in time for June.
Yes, and I mean, if you hear Corbyn speaking about, postponing the council meeting, for what? I mean, if we had a coherent stance, then we'd know at least what the debate is about. But unfortunately, we don't have it. And in fact, I saw a picture in one of the newspapers today, this older woman with a placard, and written on it was, "Brexit, is it worth it?" And you know something? I think it's coming down to that at this stage. And I believe the House of Commons was absolute chaos yesterday. And, you know, Anna Soubry, one of the Conservative MEPs, I think put it very well. She is a Remainer and has come under ferocious pressure, even death threats, etc. Not just her, her family, those who work for her. But she said yesterday, she said, "I am sick of people meeting me in the corridor, bringing me into a room somewhere and saying, you know, that this is terrible, they can't live with it, what are we going to do?" And yet, when it comes to the House of Commons, they say nothing and they vote with the government. Now, that gives you some idea of the chaos that is in the UK. And look, maybe at the end of all this, what'll happen is we'll have a longer, I won't even call it transition, because it can't be transition, but maybe the British might look for an extra year or two or whatever of time to try to sort this out. I right now cannot see the timetable that's in place. I cannot see that as being adhered to.